You're listening to SBS News.
The queue in Ukraine for the Polish border is not at the Polish border. When SBS News arrived at the queue, it was some 40 kilometres from the border. It should be a 25-minute drive. At the moment, it can take days. Many people abandon their vehicles and set off on foot, wanting to cover as much distance as they can before nightfall. It's an ordeal, but it's better than the alternative, says Dasha.
I'm not afraid now. I just want to cross the border, to be safe and sound. It was scary there and to drive from there was scary. There was a bombardment, but we didn't get hurt.
Dasha is pregnant and is walking to Poland with her son and daughter.
It's hard. They don't want to walk. I asked people to give her a ride, but no one agrees.
There are so many women and young children trying to leave. Most Ukrainian men are not permitted to leave the country, but some, like Artem, are driving their families to safety before returning to fight.
People are spending the nights in the basement, sirens are sounding, and it's hard to see my child while this is happening. It's a difficult decision, but it is required. As for me, they won't let me cross, so I will come back.
Mercy and her family have lived in central Ukraine for nearly a decade. She had left Uganda looking for a peaceful place to call home.
The attack, the sounds of the bombs when they started at 5 a.m. And you know, you wake up and your whole life is changed at that moment, and you're looking at the children and you're looking at yourself and you're like, oh my God. So we made a decision yesterday, you know what, let's go, let's just go. So we have been on the road since yesterday at about 10:30 a.m. till now.
They'll remain in this spot for some time yet. The military say they're expecting convoy supplies to come in from Poland, so are trying to keep the roads clear. But because of that, everyone trying to leave the country just has to wait. Those on foot move far faster than those in cars. Some, like Irina from Kramatorsk, have decided to wait near the border for a few nights. She hopes the situation in Ukraine will somehow change and they can stay in the country after all.
We decided not to leave Ukraine yet. What if it's all over and Ukraine becomes the way she was before? I would like to believe this.
Everyone would like to believe this will just be a brief adventure, but few think it will be. As the sun sets, the temperature drops below zero. Some stop for the night, but most press on and join the thousands waiting to be told it's their turn to leave their country. Alan Lee, SBS News.